Well, there was that quote at the beginning about not the importance of not lying to oneself. And I was just curious about ways to know if you're lying to yourself, and then what to do.
Yeah, well, that's the, you say, that's the, it's kind of the crux where we, sort of like when Ajahn Chah said the fastest way to enlightenment is to just point or look directly at the mind and point your finger and say, liar. That's the, our minds are constantly spinning out of stories and have and we believe them. And so that the pat answer would be that, when suffering arises, then you're really lying. But then it's hard to discern. It's hard to, but I think that's where that sense of reflection and reviewing is so important. Like in the Iddhipadas, the four dhammas leading to success. Channa viriya citta vimamsa. Vimamsa is examination, investigation, but it has a connotation of reviewing. So, like reviewing the different moods in the mind, reviewing the different sort of thought patterns, and one of the very simple mantras in meditation. When you hear a thought pattern, a thought coming, or something, some kind of feeling of aversion, or some desire, or, some movement of the mind, and sort of just sort of, really, really. I found that really helpful, sort of. Really? It's just really listening to, is that really what it is? Because the mind, the mind just keeps cranking it out, and it's all very believable. But to really hold up a mirror, hold up a light to it, and oftentimes. Just that intention of questioning, intention of leaning toward the Dhamma is usually enough to dispel the kind of the habit of the mind, and to say, that's not really the case. Okay. Let's get back to Dhamma, let's get back to truth.